How long did the meeting last night?
We were done by 9:30.
Okay.
But we did go into executive session. The purpose of executive session was to really have a very important discussion about cost containment. What we have to recognize is that in education, as everybody recognizes, it's a very labor-intensive business. Therefore, when we're talking cost containment, it ends up talking about personnel. If you look at our education budget, well over 75% to 80% is traditionally consumed by personnel costs, and rightfully so. To have a quality education, you have to have quality staff, which we do, which means personnel.
So will the district be letting go of people, or will you be leaving vacant positions open?
I think we're going to do a couple of things. And the exact, positions have yet to be determined. But overall, we are looking at, the board has determined about $330,000 in cost containment needs to be accomplished next year. It's important to understand that we've been very frugal and we've been very conservative over the last 6 years and even before then to ensure that our educational opportunities here have been stable. And we've lived within our means. We have a tax cap. We've lived within our means. But as other districts have been discovering, and these last 2 years and especially, when you have late payments, as we've heard for many years now, and now we have this proration in our general state aid, it becomes significant. And for the first time, we have a true deficit budget this year. That's something that cannot continue. You start deficit spending, you can take it out of your piggy bank, but then the piggy bank becomes empty after a time. So we have to stop that. And so the board looked at a projection model using our forecasting company, which is PMA, at a model and developed a 4 to 5 year plan. And as they announced last night, that 4 to 5 year plan will entail approximately $1.5 million in cost containments over the next 5 years. Much of that will be done through retirements and attrition wherever we can. And that's a good thing. But in the same token, we want to do everything we can to maintain the integrity of the educational opportunities that we've provided our students over the years. That said, that $330,000 will probably, in all likelihood, we put a draft, a possible containment plan together, and obviously I'm going to call it a draft because obviously we're still working on it. But we're looking at the equivalent of a reduction of 3.0 FTE. So we will probably lose every bit of 3 full-time positions next year. What that configuration looks like has yet to be determined. That plus retirement replacements will give us the lion's share of our containment strategy. We will reduce our athletic budget by about $28,000. We will reduce board travel by $5,000. We have supplemented and augmented our title program, our supplemental reading program. We will no longer do that. We will only use title positions funded through the title program. That's not a bad thing. It's just something that we have to do. That will realize us some funds, as will some other different containment strategies. But overall, we will be reducing our education fund spending by $330,000 approximately next year.
And when you say full-time employees, I guess that's not just teachers. It could be any position in the district.
No, I'm looking at that point. When I'm talking full-time, I'm talking certified staff.
All right.
Now, will there be other non-certified staff, involved in these reductions? It's very possible. But as to what we're looking at this point, we're looking at the equivalent of 3 full-time staff positions could be eliminated. Now, does that mean it'll be 3 people, or could it be half-time positions? That's yet to be determined. What we want to do is maintain the integrity of the educational delivery system that we have in place. It's a good system, and I think our students' successes bespeak that. So how we configure that is yet to be determined.
Are you also, getting ahead of where the state is, since the state has yet to establish a budget for next fiscal year and you don't know what you're going to be receiving, and potentially it could be less state money this coming school year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The 85% that we received this year was not a friend to education. that definitely impacted where our decision-making process. And as we look forward, we're looking at somewhere between 80 to 82% in reductions next year. A proration of 80% takes us below 2008 levels. In 2008, we had approximately 1,700 students. We're at 2,000 now. That's 300 more students. That's the equivalent of an entire building in some school districts. That takes staff. That has responsibilities. We lived within our means when we received the payments that the state determined, according to its formula, we should receive. If we're not going to pay the bill, then something has to give, and that's where we find ourselves today. It's not anything different than where other districts have found themselves in years previous. We have a district that is supported locally. Still, we have more than 50% of our budget comes from our local taxpayers. That is important. An important piece of information to take note of, and we're very grateful for a community that values its educational system. But we can't continue. It's brought us to this point. Rather than wait for the sky to fall, we realize it, and our projection model, it takes into consideration no faith in receiving that which the formula says we should.
It's based then on the idea that you might be at 2008 funding levels from
the
state?
Yes, it is. I think we have to look at it that way. I think it's realistic. The budget reduction, the governor's message talked about over 300 million more reductions. That's got to come from somewhere. I recognize that. We all recognize that. So rather than just put our head in the sand and say, let's take it out of our savings account every day, then we have nothing. Then what happens? Let's look at how we can make some reductions now and tighten it. It's going to be a little more uncomfortable. I'm not going to say it's not going to be uncomfortable. This is the last thing that any of us want to see happen. But in the same token, we're going to do it in a way that least impacts children. Our first and our only responsibility is to the children of this district. And we're going to do everything in our power to maintain the level and quality of education that they have always received. We owe them that.
Will you also be taking some money out of reserves next year to get through the year?
Yeah, there will have to be some reductions. We have reserves for that purpose. So, yes, there will be some reserves taken out. But what we're trying to do is not deplete reserves at a point where it becomes detrimental to students.
Have you taken into – does this plan take into consideration the possibility of pension obligations being shifted to local governments, including school districts?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I think that's the important thing. If nothing else, what we need to understand is, yes, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we started with a fund balance in the ed fund of 4.1. You know, we're over 7 right now. We know it's going to be depleted to some degree, you know, for the next few years. But what that additional savings allows us to do in this next year and the opportunity that we have as a community coming together is just that fact, is coming together as a community, putting our collective heads together, revisiting that which we think is important and prioritizing so that we together as a community, we're a community school district, I believe that with all my heart, come together and collectively work together to come to a plan that allows us to maintain the quality of education that we have at a reasonable level of expense.
All right. And this plan was officially approved last night?
The plan to cut $330,000 was approved last night. The draft that I provided is just that, a draft. Working with staff already this morning, if there is other ways that we can accomplish the same end, then let's look at those. But at this point, that's the draft plan as we see it today. The final decisions and any reductions in personnel will be accomplished at the April board meeting.